So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. Yo, what's going on, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to the Gym Profit Rocket podcast. Man, I'm super pumped to have you here. Let's get it going. Today, we're going to be talking about goals and linking our goals with our highest values. Now, what does that mean? What are our highest values? Our highest values are actually what's most important to us in our lives. It's the areas of our lives that we deem most important. They're the things that we actually fear losing the most. They're the things that we want more of in our lives. Those are our highest values. And I'm going to be talking to you more about how to determine those and how we actually are going to be using these to set goals and why they're so important and crucial, in my mind, to setting goals. All right. So, what I'm going to be sharing with you in this video is my system on how I set goals for myself and how I set goals for my clients and how it's completely changed, you know, the results that my clients get and their staying power to actually accomplish their goals. They're accomplishing their goals with more ease because they can actually see that their life is directly being impacted by these goals. You know, this process links the two together. It links them together so they can say, oh my gosh, by achieving this goal, it's going to enable me to become that better father. It's going to enable me to become that better model, better role model, the better mother. I'm going to be a great example for my kids. I'm going to be able to provide X, and it just gives them that whole epiphany, you know, to where they're like, wow, okay, now I have way more meaning for this. There's way more, you know, I guess, you know, skin in the game to actually follow through on achieving my goal. That's what it is. I mean, because we all have goals, and there's so many different ways to goal set. You know, the way that I always see it done, and maybe the way that you're familiar with, is, okay, we set short-term and long-term goals. You know, and these are great. Don't get me wrong. You set short-term goals. One goal, all right? Excellent. What are the three things that you need to do to achieve that goal? Great. One, two, three. And let's set an accountability date to check in on that short-term goal. We have your long-term goals as well, but let's see how we do in the short-term goals. You get to that particular date, you check in on them. Maybe you need to adjust those a little bit. Maybe you adjust your long-term goal, and then you set your next accountability date, so on and so forth. This is all fantastic stuff, but how is that affecting the person's highest values? How is that goal directly impacting, or what's the potentiality for that goal to directly impact what's most important to that person's life? That's what we're talking about today. Before I go any further, I am going to beg you, please go to drdmartini.com. If you don't know how to spell it, Google it, he'll show up. And you can go there and take his free values determination test. It's incredible, it's life-changing, changed my life, and that is really a base of what we're gonna be talking about today in the next couple minutes here as we go through. Because the question that is the most prevalent today is, how do I make my goals mean more? How do I make them mean more? How do I give them staying power so that I literally set my goals and boom, I get them done, all right? How do we do that? The only way is if we actually see how it directly impacts what's most important to us in our lives. How is it going to impact our highest values? How is it going to impact that? All right, so, you know, for me, this all started in terms of how do you figure this out? How do you go into that? Dr. DeMartini, Dr. John DeMartini, the man is a beast. You know, so what he is, he's a human behavior specialist, and he specializes in human values. And he teaches about the seven areas of life, and I have them right here. Boom! I actually wrote them down previously because my handwriting is terrible, and I thought it would take me too long to do them. So the seven areas of life: spiritual, mental, finance, family, work, social, and physical. And there's several other models, you know, depicting this as well, but this is his model and the model that I'm teaching with here. And he created what's called the values determination process. So you can actually determine truly which ones are most important to you? And it's a series of questions, and the questions are similar to this, and not exactly, but how do you spend your time? How do you spend your money? What do you think about? What do you daydream about? What do you converse about? What goals do you have for the far future, and what area of life do those goals fall under? What goals do you have that are already coming true? What areas of life do those fall under? And things like that, you know, so it really just gives you a strong answer on what's most important to you in your life. And it was extremely beneficial for me to see that, you know, and once you have this information, then what? You know what I mean? I mean, pretty much, what does this have to do with goals? What's it have to do with goals? The whole point is that this gives you a baseline. This gives you that baseline before goal setting, before you actually set your goals. We need to know, okay, you know, what's most important to me in my life? I will say this too. If you see family is not your highest value, you know, be careful in judging yourself with this. That's what happened to me when I actually first did this. Family ended up as number 4 or 5. You know, it was, for me, it was business development. It was personal development. It was finance. It was exercise and nutrition, both studying and practicing, and then family. And I was really upset. I was like, man, family needs to be number one. Family is number one. What the heck happened? You know what I mean? What it comes down to is that the family is my fuel. The family is my oil. Without the family, the other stuff doesn't happen. The family is my enabler. The family is the thing that's my stable ground. You know, that's pretty much how it works for me. And after I figured that out, then I was like, oh wow, that makes complete sense. You know, because when we see what's most important to us, it actually explains exactly why we do what we do. Why do we do what we do? Why are we staying in the office, you know, all hours of the night? Why are we thinking about all these ideas, getting up in the middle of the night, writing them down? Why are we, you know, constantly obsessed with our business? Why are we obsessed with personal growth? You know, that's exactly why. Well, it's most important to you. It's connected to your purpose. You know, for me, how I feel is that our highest values are really God-given, or however you want to define God. I define it as grand organized design. It's part of our design. It's part of our gift. You know, it's part of the message that's given to us in terms of, wow, that resonates with my heart big time. I better listen to that, because that is heartfelt. That's following my heart. You know, that's listening to my heart, is the things that most resonate with me. I've got to follow those things. So, but it also actually lets you know why you avoid what you do as well. Why am I not doing this? Why am I not cutting the lawn? You know, why am I not, hanging out with my old high school buddies or whatever it may be? The truth of the matter is that it's not important to me. You know, I would rather, you know, hire someone to mow my lawn who actually has that in their highest values. Maybe that's their business and they're trying to build their multi-million dollar empire. And you know what? I'm able to actually help them out by delegating that to them, paying them to do it. And what that does is that creates time for me where I can actually spend that time in my area of genius and make my, my legacy that way. You know, is really how I look at this. And that's why this is so, so important. So looking at this area, the 7 areas of life right here, I'm just going to basically say, for this example, that mental area is most important. Then I'm just going to actually make this really easy. I'm just going to say that these 4 are your highest values, just for example. You know, the mental area in terms of personal development, finance in terms of personal wealth, family in terms of that being your rock, and then work, you know, developing in those areas. I'm just going to go on a whim and say that we may be in the same boat or similar boats with this. So now that we're at this point, you may be asking, what the heck does this have to do with goal setting? You know what I mean? We set goals, but the question is that how do we give them more meaning? You know what I mean? How do we give the goals more meaning? You know, and really it goes like this. You have these areas. Let's just say that your goal is to make 7 figures. Boom. It's a great goal right there. So the question is, and this is the key right here. This is the key. This is the meat. This is the potatoes. This is everything. How does making 7 figures benefit you mentally? Well, you may be saying things like, oh man, that's going to give me confidence. That's going to, that's going to change my life. That's going to, you know, make me feel like I'm capable. And my question to you is, okay, well, why is confidence important to you? And then we keep going through those answers. Well, confidence is important to me because I feel like I've been lacking that. And if I had that, that would completely change my perception of myself. I'd say, great. Why is changing the perception of yourself so important to you? Because it proves to me that I'm worth it. Okay. And I'm just spitting out answers here. But what I'm showing you is once I ask that first question, I'm actually going in and based upon your answer, I'm asking secondary and tertiary questions based upon that. So I can really get deep in terms of what is the real importance of this seven figures to you? Okay. And once we actually exhaust, then I keep asking, okay, great. So how else is earning seven figures going to benefit you mentally? Once we exhaust that, I go on to the next one. How is earning seven figures going to benefit you financially? Well, you might be saying, well, that's obvious. Well, I'm going to have seven figures. Okay, fantastic. Why is that a benefit to you? Why is that a benefit to you financially? How does that benefit you, you know, mentally? You know, I'll even say that. How does having that seven figure, again, benefit you mentally? I can bounce back and forth. But again, we're talking about financially. Well, okay, well, how does that benefit you financially? Well, I have the seven figures. So what does that mean to you? Well, that means that I can afford this. I can buy that house. Wow. What else does it mean to you? It means that I can actually provide that college fund. You know, it means that I can actually provide retirement for myself. It means that I can actually retire and have money, you know, to live on. It means this. It means that. It means this. It means that. And again, every answer that they give, I'll be like, okay, well, why is that important to you? Why is you having that money accumulating so you have money for retirement? Why is that important to you? It's important to me because X. It means everything. It means security for me and my family. Great. Why is that important to you? Because my family means everything to me. Boom. You know what I mean? Why is having that seven figures, how does that benefit your family? Same deal. How does that benefit you work-wise? Wow. It enables me to expand. It enables me to, you know, expand into new offerings, hire more people, get more help, expand my business, expand my ideas. Let me step out of the business, work more on the business as opposed to in the business and just create that vision, you know, the full perspective that I always dreamed of, that I've always wanted to. Great. Well, why is that important to you? Because then I'll be living the life of my dreams, you know? And this is what I'm talking right here. This is the power of this. Now put this to weight loss, put this into, you know, maybe this is the same person's values as someone, one of your clients who wants to lose weight. And this is 30 pounds. Okay, great. You know, how is losing 30 pounds going to benefit you mentally? Bam, that's going to change your confidence. Why is your confidence important to you? Boom. All right. How is that seven figures going to benefit you financially? You know, or excuse me. How is that 30 pounds going to benefit you financially? How is that going to benefit your family? Oh, I'm going to be a better role model for my kids. Why is that important to you? Because my kids mean everything to me. All right. How is losing that 30 pounds going to benefit your work? Okay. And it goes on and on and on. It's amazing. All right. So what it's done, you know, for me and for my clients is that, you know, now we're actually inspired to do our goals. We're inspired to do our goals more than just like, okay, well, those are my goals. You know, I want to work on these. You know, these are things that I've been thinking of for quite a long time. But now, man, I'm intrinsically inspired to do them. What does that mean? Let's talk about that for a second. What's the difference between motivation and inspiration? All right. So when someone is motivating another person, basically what we're doing is we're actually getting them excited about something that we're excited about. So I'm excited about weight loss. All right. I'm going to motivate you about weight loss and how amazing it is and how great you're going to feel and how it's going to change your mentality, how it's going to change your family dynamic. I'm motivating you. Okay. But when we're talking about inspiration, we're talking about intrinsic motivation. That means motivating from within. That means identifying what's most important to that particular person. That's intrinsic values. And then what we're doing is we're taking their goal and we're motivating their highest values based upon their goals. We're connecting the two together. So now it's not me just getting you excited about weight loss. All right. It's now me connecting your desire to gain seven figures or to lose 30 pounds with what's most important to you. And all of a sudden, the amount of value that we can, you know, get into our own lives and that we can actually give to our clients completely changes. The results are astronomical. And we talk about staying power. This is really what provides staying power. This is what creates staying power. You know, and What's also interesting, another thing I also want to note too, and something that I've really found, is that the bigger that the goal we have, the more lofty the goal that we have, the more relevance we need, the more connectivity that we need, the more answers that we need, you know, for these. When I'm doing this with a client, when I'm doing this with myself, for each of these areas of life, I'm coming up with a minimum of 50. All right. So again, that's a combination. Okay. How is seven figures going to benefit me mentally? Wow. It's going to give me confidence. That's one. Great. Why is confidence important to you? Man, because I've always had a lack of it. That's two. Well, so if you had that, what would that mean to you? Man, it would mean that I'm capable. I can label myself as capable. That's three. So if you're capable, why is that important to you? What's that mean to you? And you get more and more and more. Once they kind of exhaust that, yeah, that's about it. Okay, great. So why else is earning seven figures? How else does that benefit you mentally? You know, and you just continue to go and go and go, and then you go through each one. But literally, I'm not kidding you, 50 each is going to be a beast for you. And talk about staying power, because if you answer it one or two times, it's not going to happen. Because when a storm happens and basically, you know, you still need to get up and accomplish your goal, we need to be able to jump out of bed and get right to it and be like, there's no way that anything is getting in my way. I am doing this. No questions asked. This will give you as much staying power as you need. So there it is right there. You guys, we have goals and linking our goals to our highest values to give us the staying power to just accomplish, to break through, and to make the life of our dreams happen. Hope you got a ton out of this today, everyone here. Trev Bucherri, we're looking at Jim Profit Rocket. Thank you again so much. Have an incredible rest of your day.
For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.